Okay, folks, so have you ever wondered why you could have made such a poor decision in hiring, or why you couldn't get the people on your team to do what you've told them to do, or why you hear so many excuses about why something doesn't work when you've seen the system work somewhere else? In my 30 years of consulting with individuals, parents, executives, these are often consistent themes, and there is a solution to this, and it's actually a fairly simple solution. Whether we're talking about children under the care of their parents, spouses in conflict, or managers and leaders getting resistance from their own organization, it mostly boils down to one thing. We forget to continually renew the explanation of why we are asking them to do what we're asking them to do. The why is the only thing that really matters in the long run. In fact, stressing the what and the how continually will always lead to sort of an empty, shallow obedience. It comes across as a chore or as a task rather than a motivated activity that they feel engaged in for a reason, a greater purpose. So the problem may not be your explanation of the how and the what of your company goals, strategies, and execution. The problem just may be the explanation and the discussion and the agreement, and yes, the repetition of that, of the why of what you're doing. So what you do and how you do it are certainly very important, but in organizational psychology, we've discovered that the buy-in, the consensus of the why of your business creates the motivation, or what I call the backbone of your business. It creates the reasons for why you do what you do. And so here's the interesting part. It also determines who you will hire. Let me give you a quick example. Here at ThirdPool, the why of what we do is to provide the best recruiting solutions. And we, a long time ago, determined that the only way to do that is not rely on opinions about recruiting, but instead rely on data and systems. And so we have a great respect for systems. We believe that to create a predictable, reliable way to recruit, then systems, the data in those systems and constant measurement of those systems must be at the core of everything we do. Well, guess what? It's not at the core of what everybody likes. But that belief, that why, completely informs our hiring and our sales. So we hire people who understand the importance of the systems and have a proven track record of not only being able to withstand the rigors that following a system demands, but who are also able to embrace its importance. Because it's only those people who will have the motivation to remain devoted to what and how those systems work. Now, oftentimes, they just want to do it for a period of time, but that's fine. They say, listen, I'm going to kill it. I'd like to know of ways I can move up, and that's fine. With sales, long ago when we first started, we didn't fully vet our clients. We explained the how and the what, but we didn't really explain the why. So some clients signed up that were either weren't particularly systems oriented themselves. They sort of flew by the seat of their pants, or they didn't hire well for systems, or both. So it's hard to keep clients who don't value the importance and rigors of daily system execution, or hire someone who doesn't operate in that way. So if you get caught up with the how and the what, you can hire people who can say yes to that, yes, I understand that, and can nod. But if you don't uncover the history of them following a system, or if their eyes don't light up around that, you're going to make a bad hire. But if you get the person who says, I can crush that, I get that, I realize the importance, then you make a better one. So here's a quick summary of the two reasons. One, when you explain the why, you increase the buy-in and motivation of your team, and you ensure you're hiring the right people. People hire correctly when they're married to the why. So here's today's task. Figure out the why behind most of your core business initiatives and strategies and tasks, and drill down to what beliefs drive that why. And have discussions around the why with your current staff, your managers, and agents, and see if you get an uptick in motivation and execution. I think you will.